This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. It's Rocktober 1st.
Rocktober, baby!
And we all know what that means.
As yesterday's positive report card shows, children do learn.
They do!
That's a good one.
What was wrong with that?
Listen again.
All right, no.
As yesterday's positive report card shows, children do learn.
That's proper grammar as far as I'm concerned.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
I'm going to get ahead of myself here. It's October 1st.
Mm-hmm. We all know what that means.
For a lot of radio stations, that means like Rocktober.
Rocktober, right? Baby!
You know, blocks of Van Halen or mandatory Metallica, whatever.
Right.
For us, it's the beginning of the holiday season.
Yes. Here they come. Oh, my God.
They are not looking good.
That's Michael Hughes.
Halloween, Halloween, do Halloween.
Wow, look at all the spooks. Be quiet, Rob.
Oh, man, it smells in here now. They've had a bad year.
Outside my window.
Who is your leader?
Halloween spooks.
Who speaks for you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, really? Oh, they've given up the leadership to the CNN host that we had last year. Where's he?
Charlie and Harrigan.
They're there.
Yeah, they're just jamming out a little bit.
How you doing, cats? I love that guy.
George Michael.
Wow, look at him. Okay, well. Ain't they cute? Oh, you luck your hand.
They're back.
It just clean fell off.
The holiday spooks.
Aren't they lovely?
We always start real strong.
Right.
On the 1st of October.
So do they.
And as Halloween gets closer and closer.
By All Hallows Eve, we've lost our mojo.
I'm weary of
them. Oh, there they are. Crazy
kids.
There he is. It's amazing she can sing like that without a jawbone.
That's all that counts, for God's sake.
Oh, him.
And then occasionally, some of them speak.
Seems to be the idea.
But I'll decide this one.
All right. Well.
Gargling. Don't tell me you've tired of them already.
Make the official mark. Whoever had 2 minutes into the show is a big, big winner.
Tired of the Hollywood spooks.
Me so sick.
The Don and Mike Show.
What, Robbie?
He said Hollywood. Halloween.
Oh, yes, Hollywood.
Halloween, not Hollywood.
Sorry.
Holly. Like Holly Morris. Oh, we don't have that Holly Morris tape in there anymore, do we? We've replaced the Holly Morris tape with the Tom Curine gay weather forecast of the day.
Did you say gay weather forecast of the day?
Gay weather forecast. You know, Tom Curine is the guy who likes saying that we have
golden sunshine.
Yeah, something like Robin egg blue skies.
Golden sunshine with a robin's egg sky.
Here's what he said today.
Good morning. A lemon yellow sunrise underway. There's the live view.
Lemony.
Lemon yellow.
Lemon yellow.
Lemon yellow.
Yes, he's the meteorologist that paints.
You heard this one already, right?
As yesterday's positive report card shows, children do learn.
Right, gotcha.
Filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch!
Stop it.
Why, you mother-grabbing Beth?
You will be sorry.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, I like that.
My goodness gracious me.
Look, there's Al Roker.
A brownish-colored sea foam. Ew.
They're
that
all painted.
Can't be good.
You'd all get down. You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Francis.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, uh-oh, Dongo!
Mommy boobies.
Ah, hi there, favorite tape.
Mommy boobies.
You filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch.
Looks like baby vomit.
Let's bring it out.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah! Yeah, this is it, the Don and Mike Show. It's Monday, which means we are supercharged.
We are always charged up on Monday, the beginning of the week.
Phone number, same as it was on Friday, 877-365-3636. Sure, got a little swagger on our steps today. You know why, Mike?
Why's that, Don?
As you know, every day you come in and you moan and bitch about the fact that we're time-delayed in Burlington, Vermont.
I hate that.
They've changed their ways today.
Beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
So that's 96.7 FM and 960 on the preferred band of the Don and Mike Show, AM.
It is delightful to be on live in the Green State. The Green Mountain State.
Bow, 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 bow.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Peter North.
Right. Oh.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
That guy's retarded.
Oh, and Rob Spiewak says...
That's disgusting, Rob. Can't believe you were partying with those guys all weekend.
Most requested song of the weekend.
From Rob's house.
White power! White power!
It's all the kids from PS123 that phoned in over the weekend.
They got their carefree sugarless gum wrappers together.
Holiday favorite, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. You fellas.
Good mornings.
Happy bright and early good morning to you.
Say that.
It's a bright morning here in Burlington, Vermont, because you're finally back on live here.
There you go. I just mentioned we had that swagger, and that's why, because we're back. We're king. We are F of the mountain.
We are F. F of the mountain.
F of the mountain.
And, of course, in Burlington, it is actually AM. It is morning.
Well, not really, but it feels like the dawning of a new day.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Well, you'll get over it about 10 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that nice to go on live at an affiliate and have that first call be from that part of the world?
You know what we are? This show is like an old sweater that you find and you go, oh, my God, that's like the best sweater ever. And you put it on, and after about 10 minutes, someone says, hey, are you aware that sweater has a hole in it? And are you also aware that it smells like number two?
Or you can actually love the sweater so much that you put it on and wear it outside. And as soon as you get out in public, someone looks at you and says, what the hell are you wearing?
Yeah.
What is that antiquated piece of clothing you have on? Take it off. Take it off and put it away again. Very frustrating.
But for those first one or two moments,
right,
when you open the box and you find that shirt, or in this case, when you find the show and it's live and you go, oh, it's live, it's really great. Well, trust me, that'll wear off.
Or, for example, it could be an old T-shirt that you see at the bottom of your closet. You take the T-shirt out and you go, oh, I used to love this. And you put it on and suddenly you begin to resemble a balloon animal as you're wearing it. Oh, that's just me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don, Mike, Joe, Ardinger, how are you, sirs? All of you, Bob.
Hi, Joe.
My name, how are you doing?
Right, we're all here. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to call and say good day, sirs, and please, please don't drink and drive. Thank you.
I guess he had a bad weekend.
His own greeting.
Guess he was passing along something that happened to him on the weekend.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You could learn a lesson, Spiewak.
Yeah, Spiewak.
Where was he 12 years ago?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, what's up?
Yeah, I had a crazy dream last night. I was abducted by Satan, and, like, my friend said it was all right to go when I was trapped in a circle. And my friend played guitar, and my family was
right. Hold on, you can't say the S-word. It also, well,
that's
said,
not bothering me nearly
said,
as
you
much.
You said like how many times?
Yeah, I mean, stop saying like.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You can't cuss, and also you can't say the word like.
You cannot express yourself using the word like.
Unless you're speaking of something you actually do like.
Like, I like Eggo cereal.
That's right.
Which I do like. It's my new favorite cereal.
I like wood in the morning.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Ah, that's a nice cereal.
That's a cereal.
Very good.
Okay, so now continue. Hello?
You were talking about your dream, but you can't say like.
Nah,
or the S word.
I woke up and I went down with my girlfriend. It was all normal after that, so I guess.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with
you? What is wrong with you?
Excuse me?
Hold on.
You heard me.
Joe's written on the screen. This guy calls before. Did you tell Joe before you were abducted by Satan?
No, I was abducted by Satan. He said I couldn't get out of the circle until my friend played the guitar.
What is getting out of the circle? What is getting out? What, Satan's circle?
No, it was like an herb.
Nope, you said like again.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So sorry. Joe is hanging his hand up there like we had one on the line.
Right.
Like this guy's called quite a few times.
You had a big fish?
Let him go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how about them Packers?
How about them Packers? 1, 2, 3, 4.
4-0.
Wow.
Hey,
damn.
Don.
It's sweet, my friend.
I just wanted to say that the Bears still suck.
Of course they do.
Is it just me, or does Brett Favre seem like he's having the best damn time every time he's on that football field?
He's timeless, Mike.
He just looks like he's in love with his fellow players and with the fans and everything, and he's got his beard stubble going and just looks like he's having just a dandy old time.
And have you spotted the Favre in training? They're already grooming Tony Romo, you know. They're saying he plays like Favre. And after the game, he joked about that one snap that went over his head. And he said, oh, that was the highlight of the game. And then he smiled, and he's got that little dimple that just goes, he smiled.
You know, Don Geronimo. I should point out to you that Tony Romo had a pretty spectacular performance yesterday. And I certainly hope that Tom Brady has an even better performance tonight, or I'm going to be very angry with my favorite football fan friend who told me not to start Tony Romo.
Listen to me. You have nothing to worry about with Tom Brady as your quarterback as opposed to Tony Romo.
Even with his sore shoulder, super jock.
I guess that was Mike, that kind of did morph from a gay thing into a Larry Lujak thing.
I certainly hope he has a fantastic performance.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
This is an angle we've never taken with Larry.
Oh, no.
Hi, everyone.
I'm wearing a big cowboy hat.
You knew me as Super Jock Larry Lujak back in the 70s and 80s.
This voice works very well with a lisp.
I'm now super queer. Larry Lujak.
Super queer jock.
Out of the closet and goddamn proud. Pitching, not catching.
That's right.
Never catching.
Don't forget, Larry, $1,000 to your favorite charity if you simply call us live on the air via our Albuquerque, New Mexico affiliate.
Why don't you ask me what my favorite pitch is?
What is your favorite pitch, Larry?
I like to call it the high cheese. Watch out for me, super queer jock, when I throw the high cheese. Very dangerous high cheese.
The high hard one.
High cheese from Super Jock.
We'll be talking sports today on Super Queer Larry Lujak, the red zone.
How effective is super queer jock in the red zone?
Hey, little Tommy. Show me your red zone.
Put this one through the uprights, little Tommy. God. And oh, man.
Oh, man.
What is he writing now?
This just in.
Let's discuss the Browns.
Thank you, Rob.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
Hi, what's
up? Okay, this be O.J. Simpson.
Oh, God.
I'd be looking for a good, cheap lawyer.
Okay. Sorry, call later, Juice. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We don't got
Have you ever had so much trail mix you can't make love to your woman?
Yes, I have. Yes, the answer is true, undoubtedly.
I'd like to say that I regret it, but it was well worth it.
I would have to concur. that eating the trail mix was almost a sexual experience in and of itself.
Absolutely.
With bananas on top.
I hope you realize if you've just listened to the show for the first time today. Uh-huh. Don't worry. You are right to have no idea what we're talking about.
Sure.
You're okay.
Exactly.
You know what I mean there?
I think anybody can understand that. If you're trying to follow closely at home, you may be having a bit of trouble on this opening salvo for Monday.
Many mixed metaphors, hidden messages, mm-hmm.
unfinished thoughts and sentences.
Larry Lujack.
He never called you back, did he?
Super jerk.
He's down at his compound in New Mexico. Is that where he is, New Mexico? Yeah.
Mike, I'm here with my wife, my beard, Jude. J-U-D-E.
Was that her name?
It is her name.
Jude Lujack?
Jude. J-L.
J-L. Hey, baby.
That's pretty.
I am Super Jock.
Remember, you can't spell jail without J-L.
Super Jock and Jude.
That's where I learned a lot.
Wow.
About pleasing men. When I did my animal stories tour of some of the finest penal institutions in the state of New Mexico, little Tommy.
And let's not forget the bathhouses. Yes, siree. I'd go into a local bathhouse and tell a delightfully funny animal story.
I made my millions in the 70s. Larry Lujack, Super Jock, wore a cowboy hat when Imus was still doing crack at the steps of the World Trade Center. I invented it.
I never got the proper credit, though.
And now I've taken my life in a new direction, little Tommy.
I don't even acknowledge the fact that I was on the radio. I'm hiding in New Mexico and playing golf every day.
And I do shows at various clinics. I stand up and I say, look at me. Super jerk, Larry Lujack.
That's a tribute. That's what that is. That is a tribute to Larry Lujack, and I think he would approve. No?
Oh, I'm sure he would.
Think so?
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even think while Larry Lujack was on the radio during his time, which was like, I don't know, from the 1500s until like roughly 1982, right. I don't believe that homosexuality was even a topic on his show. It wouldn't even be something. It would be like maybe a throwaway, like, he's a little light in the loafers, little Tommy. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be just a taboo. It really wouldn't be anything that you discussed.
Right.
No, he didn't. He really never discussed much of substance, which is why he was such a hero of mine, because look at the show we're doing right now.
We're really not discussing anything of substance. But I think America discusses those issues a lot more today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so, little Tommy.
It was a more innocent time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm going to Vegas for the first time in my life. I'm a young man, and I consider you my fathers of the airwaves.
I want to tell you something. I want you to find a friend of mine. Her name is Tanya Roberts.
She'll tell you exactly where to go, right on the strip.
She and Alan Thicke are going to treat you like the high roller. Can you say high roller, baby?
Are you going to be staying at Tahiti Village?
Should I just empty my bank account and put it all on black as soon as I get there?
Always bet on black. Mm-hmm.
Dom would tell you that that is a strategy. I mean, you've said sometimes, I think, talking about gambling.
Why not?
Why not just lay it all down? No, mm-hmm. You can't have any fun that way. I recommend spreading it around and making it last and enjoying the $4.95 prime rib and the $5.95 lobster and going to the fabulous buffets and then go to see a show off the strip.
Then again.
A little less expensive show.
Now, here's how you do Vegas. Night number one, Celine. Night number two, George Wallace. Night number three,
Danny Gans.
Uh-huh. Night number four,
the amazing Jonathan.
Oh, if you have time, Mike.
Well, I think you see the live performers before you see the big theatrical releases.
Okay, I'm writing this all down.
I recommend sliding over to Wynn and checking out Le Rev.
Don't they sell Ferraris?
Another show from Cirque du Soleil. They sell Ferraris and Maseratis, I believe, and maybe Aston Martins.
So if I put it all on black, I could buy a Ferrari, you're saying?
But if I could recommend one thing that I enjoyed last year at my trip to Las Vegas, I would skate on over to a place known as Mandalay Bay.
Yes.
And and see if you can wangle your way into the topless pool.
Go up on top, so to speak. Go to the top floor of the place.
No, no, it's the bottom. It's right next to the regular pool, but it's surrounded by by fencing, so you can't really see in, and you have to pay for the privilege of, if you're not a guest, I think you have to pay to go to the Mandalay Bay pool.
Yeah, don't they have, like, that fake beach up on the roof of one of their places as
I don't know if they have a fake beach, but they have a fake beach down at Mandalay Bay also.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the bottom floor. That's not on the top floor.
Sure. Oh, well.
We were all so wasted when we were there.
You know, when I was there, the bottom floor was the top floor.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's right next to that. You just walk up a little concrete walkway. It's almost like you're going down the tunnel at a sporting event, and you can walk in there. And I found it being alone for about 3 days out there, I found it a wonderful day to just while away the hours. And one out of maybe five women were worth putting your mirrored sunglasses on and staring at.
And Tanya Roberts and Alan Thicke, those ads that we goof on all the time on TV, I'm sure in no small part to the fact that we've harped on it, those ads have now been changed.
Right.
And Alan Thicke, I do believe, is now standing in front of the actual hotel that you get the whatever the free night is, because before...
Is he standing in the pool?
He's standing in a pool, and there's one of those 1950s slides.
Yeah,
right.
That goes into the pool, the real old kind, that originally was maybe a light blue color.
It's not even a tube or anything like that.
No, and over the years it's faded to maybe like almost a rust color.
Right.
He's standing in front of that, and the thing has to be maybe 5 feet high.
Come on over and have a good time.
As opposed to the previous ads, when he would say, come on out to Las Vegas for whatever this company was.
Right.
Stay for free. Mm-hmm. Look at this ad. And it was deceiving because he was standing
right in front of Mandalay Bay.
In front of Mandalay Bay,
yeah,
which is a place that costs beaucoup dollars.
It's very, very expensive.
Very nice.
Well, I haven't seen the new ads yet. I haven't checked those out. I look forward to seeing that. But it's a fun town, no matter where you are.
No, you go to Vegas. Listen, really, put it all on the Packers. 5-0 next week.
Oh, you're going to send him right to the sports book.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I've been thinking, you guys are getting ready to retire soon, and we're really going to miss you a great deal.
No comment, sir. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Is Rob there with you guys?
He's right in the back of the room, sir.
He's fantastic. Here. Does Buzz get the History Channel?
The History Channel?
I do, in fact, get it on my cable.
Could you put it on right now? Because Rob's Heritage is on it right now.
Oh, are they showing another Hitler show again?
Oh, yeah, it's the Nazis American Stories.
Gee, that's really amazing that they're actually showing that kind of programming on the History Channel.
Hardly ever happens.
Yeah. You never see that.
That never happens.
Thanks for the heads up, sir, but I got the DVD.
You got the box set.
Yeah, I don't need to watch it on the TV.
Hitler on the History Channel is like, as I discovered, apparently on Bravo, the show Top Chef, and there's another cooking show that Janet likes. I went to the TiVo yesterday to figure out what was going on, how come things weren't recording.
Yeah.
And it's because I guess they run Top Chef almost every hour of the day on Bravo, and it picks up seriously, there are like 68 episodes.
Wow. Every episode of Top Chef?
Of Top Chef.
Well, I would watch Top Nazi Chef if you could get the two of them together. But
I wouldn't watch either. I would watch Top Cat.
That would also be on Boomerang.
Top Cat. I like to mention my favorite cartoon as many times as possible.
But Rob's is, I'm sure. Do you even really have Hitler in your DVR?
Hitler? No, I don't.
You don't?
I've got DVDs I can look at if I need to.
Sure, you know he does.
It's always there. And you know, it's more exciting to find it live. Live, yeah, Hitler.
No, you have the box set that's shaped like a Panzer.
That's the one.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I want it on the Liddy show.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. We're both here. Hi there.
Don, Mike, Buzz, and Rob.
Yes, hi there.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a Muslim listener.
I need you to step out of line, please, sir. I need you to step out of line, take your belt and your shoes off, please.
You won't be able to take that shampoo that's in the carry-on, sir.
Hey, listen, you guys have any jingle for the Muslim people? The holidays start right now.
I do. It's let me see. It's right here. Here we go. I just ululated. Can you ululate? Sir?
Yeah.
Can you ululate for us?
Yes, yes.
Yes, do it, please.
Say it again. I can't hear you here.
You need to ululate.
All right, I'm getting a flashback to over the weekend where I was standing in line, and the guy in front of me was saying, I just want a $50 money order. And all I was trying to do was buy some Altoids.
Right. Right.
But the guy in front of me was trying, because he was trying, oops.
Did we lose him?
Lost a friend. He's gone.
Goodbye, friend.
Terrorist. Goodbye, Muslim friend. Terrorist.
Apprehended, probably.
Why is it when you go into a 7-Eleven, geez, I sound like Jerry Seinfeld. Sorry about that.
Who are these people?
But really, like last thing on a Sunday, you know, 4:45, whatever time it is.
Right.
We drop in for 1 second. Just let me get a lighter. Mm-hmm. Go in. And the guy in front of me is doing his banking at 7-Eleven.
Sure.
And seriously, he's pulling out ones and fives and nickels and dimes and trying to get enough together for a $50 money order.
Oh, he wasn't doing the gambling, which they have at 7-Eleven, which I think slows 7-Eleven down more than anything else. The gambling.
Agreed.
I really think they would do better to take out all those little scratch and win things and put a slot machine in the back corner.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to gamble, you know, you'd have a chance to go into the back.
Gambling.
Gambling is what slows down 7-Elevens more than anything.
You really want to gamble? Buy a hot dog. See how you do.
Yeah. Buy that one in the very back that's been on the little roller since the previous 2 a.m.
Tony Diggs lost that gamble.
Tony.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I wanted to say that Rob uses that box set as a lullaby to put his kids to sleep every night. Love you guys.
That's right.
I tried too. Really hard to laugh there. I went.
It was almost like that commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It's 81 fa. Ah.
La, 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 la. And that's not true. My Kinder don't enjoy that.
Kinder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Really, that's how, you know, talk about Germany. Kindergarten. Yeah.
Kindergarten.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a problem. After listening to your show last Monday, I bought my boyfriend one of those wizard sleeves that Mike had, and now he doesn't want to touch me anymore.
Well, you don't sound obviously gay.
Well, I'm not. What do you mean? I'm not gay. This is Jamie Lee Curtis. You don't recognize my voice?
Wow.
That guy was doing like a Stephen Wright on us. That real low-key, monotone delivery.
Performance. It's amazing that he bought my sleeve, and I haven't even marketed it yet.
Hello, Don and
Connor, man.
Starbucks what?
Star Fox got beat down on the corner.
Gang code.
All right.
Are you speaking gang code?
Got it, sir.
Why don't you just tell all your homies to meet you at IHOP?
Isn't there a train car you could be spray painting right now?
Yeah, man. Star Fox, though, got beat down.
Do that thing for me. Do that thing where you climb up on the sign that hangs over the highway. I want to see how you guys do that. That, to me, is better than the Big Apple Circus.
Now that you've gotten your message out that Star Fox got beat down on the corner, is there any way you could take the time, in fairness to us, to explain what that means? Or even in a code way, so you're not giving anything away, explain what it means. What are you doing? Just tell us what you're doing.
Like later, man.
He won't do it.
Okay. He's out.
Like later, man. Hey, even one of the guys said it in its entirety.
Message delivered.
He said Star Fox got beat down on the corner.
Where's my bandana? I want to dress like I'm in the movie Wild Hogs.
God. With William H. Macy.
I almost punched my girlfriend. Over the weekend.
Rob's
applauding that.
That's a step.
She came just a nanosecond away. She said, oh, look, there's a bunch of new movies on pay-per-view. She said, oh, look good. It's wild. Never mind. She knew right away.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it.
No.
You get Vacancy if you're going to get one. Huh. I watched Vacancy last night. Now, that's a thriller right there.
And if you want one to rent tomorrow, that John Cusack one that I saw, 1408, comes out tomorrow.
About the room, the scary room?
That's good. It's supposed to have the real ending. It's one of those things where the director had like a sad ending where everybody dies. They showed it to an audience. The audience said, yeah, no, this sucks. Oh, and about movies. Mike, I don't know. I don't know why you didn't just stop me right at the beginning of the show and ask for a 100% apology for me.
Oh, I haven't gotten to it yet. I haven't gotten to it yet. Because I think really, finally, my prediction of how long ago was my prediction?
Two years ago
has finally come to fruition that now we have the legitimate, what I would call, bank. My guy is now bank.
What this is more than anything the dumbing of America. I have no
defense. It doesn't matter why.
I have no defense for this, Mike.
He has arrived, and he will be getting more and more roles. He is, of course, Dwayne. Johnson doing?
All right, so let's see. Oh, today on the show, hey, you know who's turned into a major movie star?
Oh, my gosh.
No kidding. In just a matter of three or 4 years now,
yep.
This guy's gotten to the top of the popularity ranks. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
There it is.
Mike, you and Regis both.
Yeah. There it is.
This morning.
Number one movie in America over the weekend.
I could taste my own bile when I opened the newspaper, and it was, it's not the number one movie like by $5 or by $10. The movie made some ridiculous amount of window licking booger.
And it's not like
eating.
The movie didn't have competition. That Jamie Foxx movie was promoted intensely and looked like a fantastic film.
Yeah, no, the movie with The Rock is number one by a friggin' mile.
And here's the amazing
and Mike
thing.
Predicted that Dwayne Johnson would become a major motion picture star.
The movie succeeded for, I mean, it's not like it was the script. It's not like it was the story. It's not like it was the co-star. The movie succeeded because it was Dwayne.
The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Everybody in America simultaneously had the desire to smell what The Rock was cooking.
Shut up! Shut up!
I'm simply stating fact. And, you know, now, of course...
You filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch!
I'm sorry. I'm just stating the truth. And now I can... you know, pursue my lifelong dream, which is to meet him, to have him on the show.
You will.
Live, in studio, not on the phone.
It'll happen.
Probably impossible now that he's a major movie star.
Anyway.
But he'll be in front of Congress testifying about something.
Mm-hmm. What do that say about us? But congratulations, Mike.
Well, wait till he starts his humanitarian work.
That's right.
Then he'll be, really, you know, it's the next step for him. You want to, all right, it's prediction time.
Yeah.
He will be the male equivalent of Angelina Jolie. Yes. He will be an ambassador of goodwill.
Why not take it one step further? Why can't he be the next Arnold?
There's nothing that can prevent him from becoming the next Arnold. Right. I'm not sure whether I've read enough about my idol, Dwayne Johnson, otherwise known as The Rock, in his wrestling days. I haven't really read enough about him to know if he wants to pursue
prove what a mega fan
career.
You are.
Yeah.
Name all of his movies. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. There are so many. I don't know where to start. I know them all by heart.
Start with your favorite.
No help.
My favorite movie?
No help now from the audience.
God, all right. You know what? I'll just give you my favorite because we don't have time to list them right now. Let me give you my favorite movie that he was in. I will tell you that I really think he was outstanding in the movie Walking Tall.
Could you name a second?
I'm just told you I was going to give my. I could name a third and a fourth and a fifth, but Walking Tall is my favorite one.
Humor me and name a second.
The Chronicles of Riddick. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Vin Diesel, wasn't it? Or was that Dwayne Johnson?
I'm not
sure. But Walking Tall was. You didn't even think that I'd get Walking Tall, and I'm so proud of myself that I've got that one.
I knew you'd get that one.
You did?
Yes. I don't think you would get.
Well, can I tell you very honestly? It's not what he's done. It's what he will do.
Mm-hmm. All right,
it's what's coming up because you know what's going to happen? Okay, it's a Disney film. It's a fluffy, silly little movie.
Really?
But you know what's coming? The important roles, the important work. In fact, his best work will be a year down the road. He will be making serious, thoughtful, independent motion pictures.
Here's an example. Next year he's coming out with Get Smart.
Get Smart?
Uh-huh.
Is he going to be Maxwell Smart?
No, he'll play Agent 23.
Oh, see, that's probably already been made.
Yeah,
because he's not going to take a non-starring vehicle.
Not
he's
got to
do
this.
He's got to do the grunt work in these little Get Smart. He's going to carry the movie the next one he does. It's going to be fantastic. I'm trying to think. Besides Walking Tall,
hold on, I actually know them. There's the one that's the remake of the Robert De Niro Charles Grodin movie with the two guys were hitched together. One of the guys a bounty hunter.
Midnight Run.
Yeah, he was a remake of that
with Dwayne. The starting line is today.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
Look out.
It starts here.
Here he comes.
Dwayne.
I mean, God, such a brilliant guy.
Okay.
And then look at him. He looks he looks like a Greek god.
Enough. Okay, congratulations. You were right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike? How you feeling?
You're right for 1 week. This week, he's number one.
Well, and he's also bank.
Well, this Little Rock movie, The Rundown, that's a great one.
The Rundown, right, that's
I love that one. I love that. Actually, that's almost better than Walking Tall.
Almost.
Yep, not Mike, quite, though.
What about in Be Cool?
Be Cool.
Where he plays the gay bodyguard.
Oh, Be Cool with John Travolta.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's got that great beard. He's great in that.
I don't. Does he have a goatee or a
beard? Yeah, he has a goatee. He has a little goatee.
I thought he meant his
well,
And he plays, and you know what he plays? Here's the amazing thing in Be Cool. He plays an aspiring actor who's like a tough guy bodyguard, but he really wants to get into acting, and that's kind of how Chili, the character played by John Travolta, tries to, you know, get him to come over to his side, and he succeeds in doing so.
You're aware in that movie he's gay.
Yes.
Yes.
That's, well, you know what? Can I give you a word? Versatility. Mm-hmm. Versatility, thy name is Johnson. Dwayne Johnson.
Well, how about The Mummy Returns? He was in that.
Look, I did it for Brad Pitt, and I did it for Dwayne Johnson, and I just have the eye up and coming.
No moss, okay? Mike, you got me against the ropes. No moss.
Right.
You were right. I was wrong. America loves Dwayne Johnson.
Clearly. Fantastic.
Who's the big winner, Mikey? Who's the big winner?
Who's the big winner in the movie Sweepstakes? Mikey's the big winner.
Get out of here.
And, you know, I mean, everybody's saying this, so I'm not on a limb, but that kid that plays in the movie Disturbia, he's got a weird name. I forgot. I don't even know what his name is. I can't pronounce it. But he's going to be a big star, too. He's going to be the next big thing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Hey, Mike, how about them Red Sox?
Yes. Yes. It's been, you know, oh, will it ever end?
Home field advantage. It'll probably end this week.
No, it's fun. It's fun. Very, very exciting. I was able to call my Yankee buddy. And that gave me
Golden Boy is golden once again.
That gave me a great deal of pleasure. Just wish the games weren't on TBS.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
The Golden Boy.
Who made that deal for Major League Baseball?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dwayne Johnson.
Your man, Bud Light, did. Hello. Yes, Dwayne Johnson, the real commissioner of the Major League Baseball.
Commissioner Rock.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, the rundown was actually pretty good with him and too.
Yeah.
Well, no, Mike, as you can hear, not only are these morons repeating back what we've already spewed out, but as you can hear...
You call them morons, I call them moviegoers.
The IQ for these people is probably lower than my waist size.
You know, if I were you, seriously...
That's pretty high number, incidentally.
I would hesitate to criticize with some of the notables that you've backed over the years. You know, some of the incredible performers.
Name
that,
one. I've not
a
gone
little,
out.
A little man named, if you use his initials, you almost get a full ass. A.S. Adam Sandler. I happen to be watching now because there's nothing else on. You know what I'm logging too much time with? Billy Madison.
Mike, can I?
If there is any more tarred movie in the world than Billy Madison.
I will fight you to the death on this one. I admit that I have jumped off the Adam Sandler bandwagon.
Right.
I didn't see the Chuck and Larry movie. I didn't see the serious movie about 9/11. But if you want to tell me that Billy Madison is not a classic, I will ball this fist up, and I get all of the energy. I was strong enough.
You're going to show me John L. Sullivan?
That's right. I feel like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. If I had the strength, I'd fight you over that. I love Billy Madison. I love Happy Gilmore.
Well, I tell you what Adam Sandler should do about Billy Madison. Every day he should pray at the gravesite of Darren McGavin.
Here
and
is.
Thank his lucky stars that Darren McGavin was in that movie.
Here is where Adam Sandler went too far.
Where?
Mark it, noted historians, the movie Big Daddy. At that point, that's where he started to go over the edge for
yes,
me.
Yes, right.
That's when I said, bring me someone new. Like that Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
I like Vince Vaughn.
He's got some new stuff coming up, too.
He's in a funny movie called Fred Claus. He's Fred Claus, Mikey. Santa Claus is like drunken derelict brother.
I saw the trailer for Fred Claus. Who's he in that with? There's another biggie in there.
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti plays Santa Claus.
He does.
That's that's a lot of talent on them up there. Are they going to make a crappy Christmas movie? It sure looks like it from the trailer.
I think so.
Doesn't look like that movie's got anything going for it.
And darn my luck, I was backing Mr. Woodcock. I was sure that after 2 years, Mr. Woodcock was going to make it for Billy Bob. Yeah. You know, this is just two bad ones in a row for Billy Bob. You've got the astronaut farmer.
Right.
Followed by Mr. Woodcock.
Well, they say Mr. Woodcock, though, is, the high school coach version of Bad Santa. We'll have to wait and see.
That's why I think the movie actually was on the shelf for 2 years.
Was it really?
Yeah, before they finally just threw it out and said, okay, here it is.
The Astronaut Farmer. That was a delight.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
A tour de force.
Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering if Mike saw Dwayne Johnson on the Martha Stewart Show.
No, I didn't, and I missed it, and I forgot. And I normally TiVo Martha Stewart, but I wasn't able to see it, so I haven't seen it yet.
He made a Valentine's Day cookie for his wife.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
See,
of,
there you go. He's the everyman.
He made it out of dried boogers.
He's
he made it out of Klingons.
Dried boogers.
Hello.
Here you go,
man. Hello?
Hey. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did we forget the mummy with that other up-and-coming star?
We've had that. Learn to listen. Listen to learn. Hello,
well,
Don,
I'll tell
Mike
you,
show.
You know, one thing about The Rock, he just sprinted right past George of the Jungle. You know, that guy who...
Brendan Fraser?
Brendan Fraser, who had, you know, he had traction with his career in the zoo.
I'll give you that, Mike.
Yep.
I will give you that.
You don't see Brendan Fraser anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Yeah. I'd love to stir some mess for you guys. Did you do anything to make Jimmy Norton mad? Last week he referred to you guys under sheets with toe tags on. See ya.
What was that?
It was a combination of quite a few different little radioisms. I'm not really sure what that was.
Seemed about. To fire a lot at us, and then you know when they're afraid and they run away, it's tough to get them to explain them.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey, this weekend I saw a movie on demand with The Rock. He was a football coach. I think it was called Gridiron.
Oh, that's an awful
Gridiron.
One. Gridiron Gang.
Yeah, the Gridiron Gang.
That's not a good one.
Why is it that I'm remembering the titles and you're not remembering the titles?
Well, I do remember that, and I've watched that several times, and I don't think it's his best work, but it's also a terrible script.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Poor Dwayne. He keeps...
Don't say poor Dwayne. You don't need to feel sorry for him anymore. You know, you're right. Going to get now most popular movie star, sexiest man. You're going to have all the accolades will be coming. And then, of course, after a year. It's not going to happen this year. After the year... With the serious work when it comes out, that's when the little gold statue is going to be in his right hand.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And what you're not mentioning is he's going to be trying to get it out of some guy's behind. Trying to get it out
terrible.
Of some guy's coolie.
That is horrible. Terrible. I picked this kid.
Hello, Don and Mike
up and
show.
Comer.
Oh, Radio God.
Hi there.
Checked out Eight Crazy Nights. Now, that was a funny movie.
That's a great movie.
Adam Sandler?
That's a fantastic... Oh, is that the one? Does that have Dwayne Johnson
That's
in it?
The cartoon one about Hanukkah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I didn't like that one.
Isn't there at least an eighth of you that likes that?
I like the first 12.5%. The rest, not so much.
Hello there. Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hello.
Hello.
John and Mike.
Yes.
This is Dwayne The Rock here, jabronis.
I don't think Dwayne The Rock has that speech impediment.
More of The Rock's fans checking in.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me
guess. You're a fan of The Rock?
Big fan. You know, he's been signed for the remake of Casablanca.
Bam. There. Okay. All right. Stop everything right now. Mm-hmm. There it is. Yeah. There it is. Uh-huh. That is what Oscar will love. Is he going to play the lead role?
Yes, he is.
There it is. Fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah, the remake of Casablanca. And you know what he's going? You know what he'll have?
Of all the gay bathhouses in all the world.
Now, that's not funny because he's happily married and he's totally hetero. You know what the best part of him is? Humphrey Bogart did a great job in the original Casablanca. Humphrey Bogart does not have The Rock's nipples.
Will he do the whole thing shirtless?
I would hope that there would be scenes where he would be, like, waiting for, you know, the Lauren Bacall character Hillside, up in his room, you know, or the
Ingrid Bergman. Yeah.
And, you know, he'll have his, you know, he'll be naked from the waist up and say, oh, I didn't see you were here.
You mentioned he was married.
That's incidentally, you know, how's that for an impromptu impression?
Pretty good.
I do The Rock. I do The Rock.
You're a master mimic, Mike.
Watch this. You know, hey, how are you?
That's good.
Huh? Isn't that fantastic?
Sounds like Andre the Giant a little bit.
Hi. How are you? I'm The Rock. I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's nothing what he sounds like.
It's the way he sounds to me.
That's what Mike hears.
How are you? Hey, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah.
And you say he's married?
He's married. He gave his wife a booger Valentine. Don was just talking about it on Martha Stewart.
How long has he been with Jude Johnson?
Stop that.
Jude!
She left Larry Lujak and went with The Rock.
I'll tell you what The Rock's cooking. My sack! Come here, Dwayne.
I've always wanted to explore that term, though, that's been around for years. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah.
What's that really mean? You know, does that have significance to maybe some of his combatants in the ring?
I think that's...
I mean, like, does he cut one?
I don't know.
I don't know what the answer is. Oh, God, you know, the phones will light up
it
now.
It means
Do you understand what I'm saying? When he did a monologue. He was a big speaker.
I mean, I kind of understand that, Rob, and I think Mike kind of understands that as well. But now, thanks to Mike and his pink eye, everyone in the world is going to call now. And now that I'm looking straight at your pink eye,
yeah,
that's bad.
Better than it was when the show started.
I think it is.
You think so?
Yeah. It was horrible. I was rubbing my eye up
horrible.
At the terrible.
Terrible.
I was rubbing my eye up at the computer terminal, and I got a piece of now don't make fat jokes because I was eating light chips. I got a piece of sour cream and cheddar chip in my eye, and I carved into my cornea.
Hold on. You scratched your eye with a potato chip.
It was I got potato chip in my eye.
A flake
of like the seasoning or whatever they put on it got in my eye, and I had no idea what was happening. But I'm really doing my very best not to rub it.
Yeah. Well, before the show, when we were looking
at it. Did you see it before the show? It was almost closed.
Yes, it was like puffy and everything. And I said
horrible,
but
it's still bad. I can still feel it, but it's not like what it was.
Okay.
Does it look better? Any better at all? Tell me honestly. Don't be on the show for a minute. Tell me. All right, here.
It doesn't look great. It's okay.
All right, here, I'll do it. Take a look at it now.
I love it when you roll your eyes back into your head.
Pretending I'm a blind man.
You're either, it's a combination of Private Pyle and Stevie Wonder.
I did that over the weekend, dancing with Carla at the wedding. I said, hey, this is just, you know, maybe there were a few cocktails involved. I said, this is what it would be like to dance closely with a blind man. And it really did make her laugh. And I wouldn't stop doing it. And I was just doing that thing where I'm dancing with her like this. Rolling my eyes back in my head. I don't know why. I mean, you know, I would have rather been at the Rocks movie.
I guess you would have. We got a break. We do have a lot of weekend stuff to get to. I know that Rob had really, he should get the medal, the gold standard, whatever it is.
Going
trophy.
Away, he should win this award.
He is the dad of the century.
Absolutely. I could never, on my greatest day as a father, do what he did on Saturday.
No, he took his kids to King's Dominion, Gang's Dominion, for 8 hours.
Wow.
Eight and a half.
And followed that up on Sunday with a nice 3-hour birthday party for his kid at Charles E. Cheese.
But you stayed for most of that.
How long were you there? What was your total time?
About 20 minutes.
Really?
He did very well, yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese. Man. Well, you know, you've been there, Don. You've done the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. I said to Jan as we were walking, I said, this is the great thing about being a godparent. Is
right.
That you go to something like this, you see Robert, you know, my godson, see Rob Carey, see Julia, see his other kid, spend a little time, and then you're off the hook because Rob is the one that has to do the socializing with the parents of Robert's friends.
There was 14 kids there.
8.5 hours in King's Dominion.
And that's not
in
Gang's
Dominion,
the drive
on Saturday.
Too,
and then the following day, a trip to Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, 2 hours in King's Dominion followed by Chuck E. Cheese would be a marathon. To do 8.5 hours and then go to Chuck E. Cheese the following day, to me, is insanity.
What a suck weekend.
Sounds like heaven.
When we got to Chuck E. Cheese yesterday, Rob was at a token machine. he turned around, and right away I got that. Hi, that beer breath, because he was at Chuck E. Cheese.
Right. Sure.
Didn't blame him one bit. And he said, hi, give me a moment. I'm going to introduce you to some of my international friends.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
You got to know, it kills him that his kid is friends with kids that are from different makeups and different families.
How
different.
He bites his tongue, doesn't
people
he?
People who are different than he is.
Yes, of course.
It was quite a show. The most amazing thing, and he didn't even know about the party, is when I got to Chuck E. Cheese, Buzz was there.
Oh, no, really?
Not really.
Wow. I love a party.
You sold me on that one.
All right, well, let's hit a break and come back. Do have to tell you about that, about Robert's party, about the and you, my friend.
Yeah.
You at the wedding, right?
Yeah, with right? one. Look, not a big deal, but a significant screw-up as best man.
Uh-oh.
Did you? I saw on my caller ID, I missed a call from you on Saturday morning, and that's normally around the time you'll call me to tell me if you had a big Friday night?
No, this is when I called you about that thing, when we were talking about that thing we were talking about.
Okay, that thing. Okay.
That thing about the
All
thing.
Right. Well,
yeah, that's what I called, and then I didn't bother you because it wasn't worth bothering you about.
I thought, I got home, and I said, ooh, missed call from Mike O'Mara.
You would have gotten me on Saturday, though, after, let me see, the estimated time that my head hit the pillow Friday night before the wedding?
Yeah.
5:42.
A.M.
5:40, and then the evening ended with another one of the guys in the wedding party.
this guy John who was sitting there, and he came down. He has to come in from Lexington, Kentucky for the he came down once before for the bachelor party. We did the same thing. We like each other. We're chatting like for 2 hours. And I remember looking at him and going, I said, "Hey, his name is Juice," just like OJ. I said, "Juice, it's look, it's 4:30. Last time we did this, we were up till 5:30. Let's cut our losses and let's hit the hay. I'm an attorney." He said, "All right, good night." I go up. I walk into the bedroom and it was 5:30. I had misread my watch.
Oh,
fancy that, huh? How funny is that? But it was a long weekend. The good thing was the wedding the next day on Saturday was a 6 o'clock wedding, which is the greatest thing in the world. Incidentally, I recommend that highly because it gives you the whole day on Saturday just to chill out, which is what I did. But that's when I called you. I was talking about that thing and the thing.
I know. Okay.
But I would have sounded like, "Hi, how are you?"
I got you.
Right.
Okay.
I had pink eye.
How'd your toast go on Friday night?
Great. Good. It was a wonderful. The toast was good. It was during the ceremony where I. You know, I think it was minor, but everybody was talking to me about it because I messed up. One job I had.
What did you do? You're the best man.
I'll tell you about it. Okay. It's pretty interesting. It's a little bit of a story.
And really, go look at that eye.
I'm going to check it out right now.
It looks better now.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out.
It looks okay.
I think it's closing.
Can I just say one thing to you?
Yeah.
Okay, Aline.
Oh. Yeah. Do you really... Do you think it's bad? I can do that thing where I close one eye just normally and then look at you with the other one. Hi, how are you?
You should get that in your solo promo shot. That'd be a good publicity picture for you.
There, have the right eye completely closed.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yes, feeling good. Don't scratch it.
All right, go look at yourself. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.